When you're keen on fishing,
whoa, got one.
There's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the real fishing spot on the wave with Jai Sheridan.
Yes, the only better thing than fishing is having fantastic weather across this weekend. G'day, Jai. How you going, mate?
Good, mate. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Look, we're going to talk about the latest gadgets of the week from Tucky's Tackle. They're open all weekend, of course. What's going on around the place?
So land-based, the cut has been a little bit slower during the week, but there's been good catches of King George Whiting reported a little bit closer to the ocean end. There's also been some medium-sized tailor caught off the estuary end, in the late afternoons in an incoming tide. So you'll be able to tell the difference when that incoming tide's nice and flowing because the water will be nice and clear. Right. That's your best time to be chasing them right on dusk.
Okay.
The floating jetty off Vivaldi Drive has been the pick of the places to fish in the Mandra Channel.
Right.
There's various jetties around the place, but that big floating jetty is a nice safe one for the kids.
Back of the Seabull there.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. That's the one. There's had catches of herring, small skippy, and some yellowfin whiting. Mm. We're hearing more and more reports of guys getting some nice sized yellowfin whiting on the flats again. I heard my first report this week of guys getting them on topwater lures, so this weekend with some nice warm weather, it's going to be perfect time to get out and start trying that topwater surface sort of bite. But if you're not getting them on the surface bite, the subsurface, little blades and things like that are definitely the go-to as well.
Okay.
And there's been some nice bream caught, mainly in the Murray River and the canals around town closer to Hall's Head, and also the canals close to the Murray River are fished quite well as well.
Yep.
Down the beaches, Taylor and the occasional sort of gubby shark has been caught at that Preston and White Hills sort of stretch. One thing to look out for, particularly along the Preston beat, the White Hills stretch, is that there is a really badly chewed out sort of area.
Right.
I think it's around 5Ks down from the White Hills entrance.
Uh-huh.
You can't get a car through it at all. The water's right up to, so make sure you're extra careful around that sort of area and be vigilant, particularly if you're driving at night.
Yep.
Up this end around the Majora Beach area, there's been reports of a few mulloway caught. Again, size still isn't quite there yet. 5 or 6 kilos seems to be about the average.
Yep.
And there's also been some nice-sized tailor caught. Freshwater, there's been a relatively mixed bag of rainbow trout and decent-sized redfin caught. Drakesbrook Weir and Runa Dam have been the pick of the two.
Mm-hmm.
For the boats, with the demersal ban on, there's not a huge deal you can do in terms of the ocean fishing, but estuary fishing for Taylor has been quite good. We're finally starting to see some schools starting to filter in there. Trolling your smaller jacks around edges and drop-off seems to be the best way to find them. And also, if you want to put a small boat into the Murray or Serpentine River, setting some baits around the snags or the bridges or should get into some nice bream or possible mulloway as well.
Good stuff. Thanks for that. Plenty to do on the weekend, Jai. A Bass Day Super Pen, a sugar pen, isn't it? God, 58F, that's the latest gadget from Tucky's Tackle. What is that?
All right, so this is a brand new one. Surface lure, mainly for whiting.
Yep.
It's the 70mm has been my favourite whiting lure for years now. This is a slightly smaller version, so when the fish are being a little bit fussy, it's the ideal sort of smaller profile. Still quite heavy, so you're going to be able to give it long casts on the flats. Going to be perfect this season for whiting, herring, and all those kind of topwater species.
Good stuff. Available at Tucky's Tackle right across the weekend. And all these details on 917thewave.com.au, which is our website. Thanks, Jai. We'll catch you again next Friday.
Great. Have a nice weekend.
Here we go. Jai Sheridan, the real fishing spot on 917 The Wave.